I'll talk about it.
All good things I hate.
Huh? She ain't got it.
Can't be in two places. Figure it out, nigga.
Then you're lonely now. Wait till 2024.
Yeah, you can telecommute.
Wait till 2024. Nobody rub your back.
But where is he gonna be at night?
And chase you. If they get lonely now.
Wait until
tomorrow. Y'all said y'all leaving all the people back in 2024. Y'all gonna be some lonely motherfuckers. Y'all talking about family. Y'all talking about everybody. Now we got, like, this shit is out of line. But we gonna talk about it. Man, y'all know what it is. Not Relationship Goals Podcast. NRG. This is episode 108.
108.
It's your boy Chillin' Dylan. And as always, I got...
BK.
BK. She don't know who she is today. I want to talk about it, man. Like, you know, this is the end of the year. Y'all going to hear this next year. Like, what, the second?
The second.
But I see, like, all you see online, social media, everybody, oh, I'm leaving this in 2024.
Every year with the fucking resolutions.
Yeah, like, all this. 24 going to be my year. Now, look, I like the positive shit. 24 going to be your year. Rock on with that. But all
23
that
should be your year right now. You need to start right now. Don't you wait. You gotta wait today. You can do it now.
It's like tomorrow, y'all just gonna be way better tomorrow, huh? Like, and it's cool, like, to have them dreams and aspirations, but all the negative shit talking about, like, oh, I'm leaving people in 2024 and all this, like, stop it. Y'all talking about family, friends, these motherfuckers y'all been knowing for y'all whole lives. Y'all talking about leaving them. Like, this shit has to stop. Because y'all going to be with them same motherfuckers next year, doing the same exact shit.
You know the people situation. Maybe they ain't saying this for a good reason.
What are these people doing to y'all?
Dragging me down.
That's what I want to know.
Dragging me the fuck down.
Like, if you think you're lonely now.
You're
going to be in that room like Will Smith was in the last episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Just looking around. Ain't nobody there. It is you. Nigga lie.
Will Smith on I Am Legend. Nobody here.
But, like, I do like people's, like, proclaiming, like, the year is going to be theirs. Like, you got to go into the year with that attitude, but also you got to stay consistent and do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah, not even to cut you off, but you did this same bullshit, Dylan. Like, a month ago, talking about something. You know, I think I'm going to start doing this, like, in 2024. I'm going to do that whole thing for January. Like, I'll read a book. And I'm like, nigga, you can do that shit now. You're going to read a book, you can order one today. Hey,
like I said, I said I like the positive shit.
Buy the book today.
Keep this same mindset. I'm not saying that I'm all the way there yet. We're working on it. I got some shit going on that I couldn't do one part of it. But I could do the book.
Yeah, you could have.
I'm not a big book reader. Like, I don't know. Maybe I got ADHD. I need books with pictures.
He's not
and
a
shit
big
in.
Book reader.
I need
sure.
a pop-up book. Send me. Y'all got pop-up books. Y'all need to make pop-up books for adults. Get some interaction in that shit.
Yeah, you and anybody else. Amazon probably is going to clean up on the first people ordering all this shit. They fucking need gym equipment.
The gyms.
Oh, they about to be packed.
Oh, shit. Invest in the gym right now. Well, it's too late. But put some money in the stock of whatever gym that y'all like to go to, Equinox or whatever. Because them motherfuckers, everybody, for the first 2-3 months, that shit about to be booming.
I seen a meme where a nigga was like, Don't come fucking up our steady gym shit come the first of the year. Yeah. I want you niggas coming up in here. Use up the equipment. Y'all finna be going to couple
like,
weeks.
I don't go to the gym. Like, I work out at home. But I went to the gym with my homeboys. And granted, it was Planet Fitness. So this is probably not how every gym is. But you couldn't even use a fucking Planet machine. Fitness. Like, literally, like, you couldn't do shit in that motherfucker but stand around.
Why?
Because everybody got, it's all taken up and it's not enough shit.
Yeah, you need to know what time you're coming. You need to find your time that works for you.
Yeah, but I should be able to go. When I see motherfuckers that go to real gyms, I mean, Planet Fitness.
Planet Fitness is a real gym. What are you talking about?
When they go to a gym that costs a little bit of change, they don't have to deal with that shit.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. That's why they charge more, because they like, it's something available for you. Like, it's because this nigga's on the bench and got these fucking 50 dumbbells. Gyms, it's some old 50 dumbbells and it's another bench right there. Go get cracking.
Those gyms cost more because they have other things.
Like they got better equipment. No, they got more equipment.
I'm trying to tell you.
You ain't been to the gym. How you gonna tell me?
I have been to a gym. Years ago.
Exactly. So. We both work out at home.
What I'm trying to tell you is that I went to a gym when we lived in the marina, okay? Yeah, exactly. And it was the same thing. It's not, and you can't go to Equinox and it's a nigga on the fucking treadmill. It doesn't matter if it's 5 treadmills.
I guarantee you go to Equinox.
If I go there, somebody gonna jump off and they're like, oh, Dylan's here. It's his time. Nigga, you gotta wait till I'm done. The fuck?
They have more than one.
Yes, they do. They have more than one. Yes, Planet Fitness. Some are bigger than
others. They have one of everything.
Also, I'm gonna say a lot of those other gyms, like you're talking about those Equinoxes, they charge more because they have different amenities. They may have a spa amenity there,
massagers,
right?
Massagers, all that shit. Yes, that you need. Planet Fitness.
This thing is so fucking bourgeois. I think
they got like an extra tier if you pay on Planet Fitness where they got. Like, you gotta have access to that shit or something.
You get to use the clean sauna.
Yeah. You get to use it. But I get it. Like, but that's what, like, a lot of these gyms, like these boutique gyms that are coming up now, like that's what they advertise as. It's like, you come to the gym, you're gonna be able to get your workout on. You ain't gonna have to wait.
Wait, and I had a friend who worked at a gym. Shout out to Jessica. What up, Jessica girl? She worked at a gym. It was like, this lady owned a gym. It was like a yoga studio / gym. And she did, like, this was years ago. It was a white lady. And she had like these yoga booty fitness workouts or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was a cool gym. It wasn't big, but it was a boutique gym. They didn't have all that spa shit going on and everything. It was like in West Hollywood, I think.
Yeah, so I mean, you're going to have less members, more shit, more. Yeah, I'm just saying, Planet Fitness, and nothing wrong with Planet Fitness if that's where you're going to start. But I feel like a lot of people who really get into their workout will eventually evolve from Planet Fitness to something else.
If I can afford it, it's not affordable for everybody.
24 like, hour fitness. About? Yeah, I mean, there's levels to that shit. I mean, I ain't doing 24
shit. And Planet Fitness aren't that LA far apart.
Fitness. Yeah, no, you're not that far apart, but.
I don't know what you're trying to say. This is crazy.
I just said, but moral of the story, man, if you got goals and aspirations and you could proclaim 2024 is going to be your year, you know, keep that same energy throughout the whole year. Like, try to get rid of some of the distractions that we all face. Like, I mean, myself, like, I deal with a lot of distractions that they're my own. It's my own doing. Like, I can do some other shit.
It's a prison of your own.
Like,
making.
You know, my goal is to, for sure, this year, save more money. Like, stay in the house more. Going out is cool. Having fun. You want to socialize. But sometimes, like, when you got other goals. I got other shit I want to. Got other shit I'm trying to do. But I want to tell y'all, because they said we can't talk about all our goals. You got to keep some shit, you know what I'm saying, close to the vest. But, for sure, saving money. What else do I want to do this year? Get better physically. For sure, I think maybe ramp up my workout,
okay.
Like get better physically, my diet.
But you look so good.
Thank you. I'm trying. My diet, just emotionally too. Like, you know, just focusing more on myself. Like, and I want
to. You just said to me, "Who spends time with their self?"
I didn't say I want to spend time with myself. I said just
it's
focus.
It's the same
more.
Thing.
No, you talking about going to movies by yourself and shit? That's some loser shit.
So fun. I don't know what you're talking about. It's coming from somebody who's never done it.
Now, look, you consider like the movies, you go see the movie. I watch a movie, But I don't know, like, going to the movies to me just seems weird by yourself.
I'm
going to the
movies by myself. I'm going to go and have some wine while I'm there, a little food. I'll even go and have a bite to eat after. I can go take myself out to eat after. Alone. Sit a table for one
thing. Now, going out to eat, I'll go out to eat because you go sit at the bar or something. You might strike a conversation with somebody. You might meet some friends, you know what I mean?
You always trying to meet some friends, you know what I'm saying? That's not me time. You're trying to meet somebody. You always want to talk to somebody.
So I'm just going to sit there like, what do you do when you, all right, let me run down.
I just think about
what do you think about when you at dinner by yourself?
You know, I procrastinate on this. I could do better at this. Like, let me pull out my notepad and write what
so
I
can write on. So you writing, okay. So you writing some
figuring
shit.
Yes, I'm really figuring some shit out for me. Yes, it's me time, nigga. Man, I'm thinking about my shortcomings. Okay, how can I be better at this? Like, what can I do? I'm reflecting on things. So, yeah, I love it.
But how do people, like, get, like, the discipline, like, to do the things that they say they want to do? Like, how do you, like, I know there's no right answer to this shit, but, like, how do you, for yourself, do you get the discipline to do the shit that you do?
You just got to fucking do it at some point. Like, you just stop talking about it and be about it. And there's some things that I talk about that I haven't done yet. But it's like, at some point, you just got to get the fuck up and do it and just try it. Like, what's the worst that could happen? You do bad at it, okay? Do it again, and you'll do better, you know? But that's, like, the discipline to me comes in and just starting. You have to find somewhere to just start. Like, you ain't going to have it all figured out, but just start.
Just start.
Don't be afraid of failing or who sees it. It doesn't matter. Like, Okay. Just, it's for you. So just start somewhere, anywhere. Just start.
I like it. How do you like, what do you think for us? Like, you know, we have our podcast. What do you think, like, we got to do to take it, like, to the next level?
Really focus in on what we're doing. Like I was saying today, like, writing down, like, what we're, like, I guess sitting down and having, like, an organized, like, we have a
pre-production
structure. Yeah, pre-production and then post-production too. Like, I was looking up this morning, like, I'm looking up, like, soundboards for, like, a digital soundboard, like an app for where I need to buy an actual soundboard. I want to add in that kind of stuff, like sound bites. Like,
you want to blow some horns?
I gotta keep doing it with my own mouth. Come on, that's not right. Then we can open
lick some shots in the air.
Yeah, come out. We can probably open up. We have our own tags. It's like, you know, like, just different things. So I'm like, I want to do that. And then just really hone in. Like, I mean, if you know me, if you see my page, you know I really don't do social media well. So just being better at that too, like being more diligent. Like, I'll have times where I'm really focused in on what we're doing, and then times where it's just like
content. Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like we both need to do better at that, like, and just
being
consistent.
I agree.
Like, consistency, like, to me, like, it's so funny. I went to a workout with Erica one time, right? And there was this guy, his son was training at the same facility. And when Erica was done, he was talking to her like, man, you know, I know I've been following you for a long time. And he was like, man, you dope. He was like, man, what you got going on? He was like, I try to tell my son, like, he was like, just keep at it. Like, he was like you, like, he was like, you know, you just keep doing what you're doing. He was like, people don't understand. It's really not this fucking hard. He was like, everybody trying to figure out, like, what's the key to success? He was like, consistency. Like, consistency, just don't stop. Whatever you're doing, don't stop. Because if you do it for long enough, at some point, it's going to work for you. If it doesn't, you're going to find something else that works for you. But consistency is key. If you just keep at it, you keep chipping away at the block, you're going to attain whatever you're looking for. You just got to keep going, though. Like, in a lot of people, we want it to happen too fast or faster than it's supposed to happen. Listen, time is moving fast, but change is slow. You know? And I just think, like, and also honing in on something, like, sometimes we have so many ideas. I want to do so much at once. I'm like, I have all these creative thoughts, right? But it's like, you got to start somewhere. You got to start with something, like one thing. You can't be trying to do 10 things at one time because you can't give 100% to 10 things. I can give 10% here, 10%, 10%. That's not fair to yourself or to what you're doing. So find something that, I'm not saying that you can't get something going and start something else as well. Of course you can, but get it going first. You know, get the ball rolling on that. And then once you got that going in a smooth flow, then you can focus on trying to add something else in there. But just...
So that's what we need to do. I agree. Like, I feel like getting, like, creating, like, more of, like, a studio so that, like, when we do film...
We're working,
like,
on that.
We can have, like, you know, like, bring guests and shit like that on, like, this.
I know y'all miss our guests.
We miss y'all, too. But also, like, with this... Like, for me, like, with the social media thing, it's, like, I want to do, like, skits and shit, but I don't want to become a slave to that shit. And I feel like once you do one thing on the internet, they always expect
it's
you
to have a compromise.
Like we were just talking about it. Like most of the videos we post, like the clips we post, it's like
funny
satire or whatever. Some serious, it'd be serious shit too, but it'd be more rooted in like funny shit. Like people,
humor,
you,
comedy,
you can like that shit much better. We try to put one serious post up, and nobody
was not
feeling
it.
Yeah, like I looked at the insights, like y'all was the bullshit, but y'all was the real shit. So I was like, you know, it's like you become like a slave to that shit. And it's like I seen like it's you ever seen like the it's like this big guy. He be like doing like crumb dancing kind of,
yeah,
but everywhere.
Beezy love that shit.
Yeah, I do. I like it, but it's like I love it, but it's like you have to just keep doing that shit. Like,
yeah, that's shit all everywhere. People.
You gotta do that shit every fucking where. And like, I just refuse to become a slave to it. But I feel like there is a way you can do both without having to do
compromise yourself.
Yeah, like yeah, without
having, still keep your.
And I'm not saying those guys compromise. That's probably what they like to do. But that's just not me. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to continuously have to do the mm-hmm. same exact thing. Like, for me, like I don't get that. But nah, we definitely gonna figure it out. Like how to turn it up. Like definitely, I feel like pre-production,
mm-hmm.
post, like you said, like maybe figuring out how to add shit in and everything, whatever. Maybe it's an image or whatever. But we gonna get it. We gonna get it together for y'all. It's time. It take time and money. Y'all ain't giving us no money. This shit don't pay yet.
Yeah.
This shit we gotta do everything on our own. But
it don't pay yet.
We gonna but we get it together. What else I want to talk about? We talk about that. How was your year?
My year was rocky. It was up and down. I focus. It was as expected. Like, it had high points, extremely high points. It had low points, and then it had a lot of just even keel, you know, as life is. So, I feel like I'm just ready for the next step. Like, I'm
you
just
had
ready
some
for
lows
the next
this year?
Yeah, I had lows this year.
Personal?
What do you mean personal?
Like it was personal to you, or what?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like the year was great. You know, of course, like everything that you want to happen doesn't always happen, but you know, I try to keep look at it a little different, not saying than you, but I'm just saying like for myself. Yeah, of course, like there were lows, but I don't know, like
I think that's human to say.
Yeah.
I think I'm not saying that I was depressed. I'm just saying
had
lows. Like the year wasn't always up here. It wasn't always just here. Sometimes it was like,
shit was lit. Shit was lit. The year was lit. But no, like I just think like it was a really good year. Like I a lot of stuff I wanted to get accomplished, I didn't. Some good things happened, some bad things happened, but that's just what it is. And you know, we're gonna keep rocking. 24 for sure. And I feel like every year just gets better and better.
See you next year, Kinsley.
Bye, happy new year. And I feel like every year it just gets better and better. Like,
for sure.
Like, I feel like it's our evolution. It's like you just keep getting going higher and higher. And sometimes that might not happen for everybody, but you got to just work at it. Like, you know, a lot of sacrifice come into shit. Like, when you're trying to do something, like, you're going to have to sacrifice some things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. That shit is hard. Like, we want to buy clothes, buy shoes, and look good, go out and hang out, go spend money on fancy dinners and drinks and everything. But sometimes you gotta go. Like, maybe your goal
expensive. Yeah. My future.
Yeah, like maybe your goal is to one day buy a house. You gotta sit your ass down. You gotta go sit the fuck down and stack some money up and figure that shit out. Like, all that same shit you was doing before, you can't do that shit no more. And that's just what it is. Like, it's hard. Like, trust me, that shit is fucking hard.
Like, and I think people don't understand, like, when you're trying to, like, if you're looking for something, some sort of success in something, like, I know that we're all about like the looks and stuff in this kind of society and culture, and like you gotta fake it till you make it, and you need to look like where you're trying to be, whatever the people be saying. But I also feel like something to be said for just slowing down, because I feel like all that shit will come when you get there. But if you're so busy trying to make it like you got all that now, trying to live that life now, you ain't gonna never fucking get there.
Yeah, yeah. My advice is sit down, put together a 5-year plan. 5-year plan.
5 and 10.
We need another one. We got to do one this year. We got to redo it. And
a 1-year plan. You right about that, yeah, too.
And then read that shit every day. And subconsciously, you're going to be working on the shit that you don't even know. Like, and then you're going to look back and like, damn, I did this. Like, you probably going to hit everything on that fucking list that you said you wanted to do. And write the most grandest shit. Don't try to minimize this shit and dumb it down. You want to be a fucking billionaire? Put a billionaire on there.
And we did redo our 5-year plan. When I just think about it, we did low key. I guess
we gotta do it again.
It's specific to something in particular, but I guess yeah.
Yeah. We gotta do it again. But no, I think 2023 was what it was gonna be. 2024 is gonna be what it's gonna be.
It's gonna be what you make it.
Yeah, it's gonna be what
like
you
every
make.
Year. Also like life. That life doesn't get easier. I just feel like shit, you just get better at it. If you are getting better, if you pay attention to what you're doing, you should get better at it. Shit. And figuring things out and how to go. And it's always going to be curveballs and shit like that. But keep, as we all know, you got to keep fucking going, okay? Keep fucking going. And if you don't, then you're just going to be there. And that's why your family and friends are talking about, I'm leaving your ass in 2023.
Now, some people need to get left behind.
Nah, you said you don't agree with that. Don't try to change your
I
shit.
I don't, yeah, but
don't change the sentiment. Keep that same energy. You said, why people saying this?
But when you trying to do some shit, everybody can't go. Sometimes you got to leave some motherfuckers behind.
Nah, pick me up, nigga. Drag me.
Now, I'm not saying.
I want to see the promised land with you there.
I'm not saying don't try. But when you try and they don't respond, keep going. Don't let it stop you.
Listen, come back for me.
All right, what we got? What's the what we got on the ghetto gossip? I know it ain't much. But
it's not much. So first, I want to go over this regular Jane John Doe story. It's a little boy who fucking woke up at 3 a.m. Christmas morning and opened all of the presents under the tree. He opened a whole family's fucking gifts. Yeah. It was wrapping paper everywhere and everybody shit out.
3 years old?
Nah, I said it happened at 3 o'clock in the morning.
How old was he?
And I gotta find that.
Now I can see, like, depending on the age, I can see that happening. But if he was old enough to understand, like, all these gifts ain't yours.
I'm quite sure he was old enough.
Like, my mom used to do some shit.
I know. He was 3 years old.
Yeah, he don't know no better. My mom used to do some shit where she would, all the gifts would be under the tree, but they wouldn't have no names on them.
That's really
and
devious.
Only she knew.
That's very devious.
And only she knew. So you couldn't go over there and, like, try to. You know, I used to, like, try to lift up the tape and see.
Did she use different wrapper paper or something?
Like, nah, she just wouldn't know.
Oh, that's crazy.
She just wouldn't know. I don't know how she did it. Shout out to moms. That shit.
That's crazy.
But not really, because you really couldn't peek. So you got to peek at everything. You got to. But you just knew, like, all right, you knew what you asked for. You're like, yeah, that box, I asked for a remote control car. That big box got to be mine, so.
Bobby, you told me when you was young, you got to, like, pick the gift up. Like you said, rip the paper. See what it is, and then put it back down on that side on the bottom part where you ripped it a little bit.
Yeah, but if you got somebody like my mom that was watching all that shit, not like actively, but like she would know like some shit was out of place.
Now, Tavia was good. She ain't gonna hold it. She was good. That nigga was slick.
That nigga opened up everybody gifts, which is, well, how old was all the other siblings? Because if they was older, like they shouldn't care. Like, you shit, it is what it is.
This is how they got.
I ain't rapping shit. I'm gonna just give you that shit. Hand it. Close your eyes.
They said they was concerned though, cause he what it was is they got 3 kids, so he's the middle one, cause they have a 1-year-old too. But he at 3 a.m. he was loudly screaming like, I need some scissors, mommy, can you get me some scissors? And that's how they saw he was out of
there. What y'all talking about?
He said, now I need to get the box open.
Wake
okay?
y'all asses up. We trying to get these fucking kids. <open." laughs>
I ain't gonna hold you. I used to wake up everybody in the house early as fuck, cause I'd be so antsy. This is how I started the tradition of like opening up one gift on Christmas Eve, cause I wanted to open something so bad that I'd be like, we need to open up something on Christmas Eve. It's for granddad's birthday, so that he can open the gift and then we can all open the gift. So they eventually got with that.
Yeah, I had to open up something on his birthday.
Because it's Christmas Eve too.
No, it's his birthday.
I know. So we all opening something.
No, y'all just can't let him have his birthday. Y'all just, he just couldn't have his birthday.
And he didn't want them fucking ties, no way.
Socks.
Listen, when my grandpa passed, we found every gift we got for him in the back of his closet. Polos. He didn't wear none of that shit.
I just seen a, it was a video, and it was like, dads always get the short end of the stick on Christmas. So he like, he opened up, like, they hand him a gift. He like, man, I want this shit. Box. I know this some bullshit. But it's some shoes. It's a shoebox. But he like, man, he said, it's fucked up. I was to go work 40, 50 hours a week. I come, y'all get all the shit y'all want. Shit. He like, y'all gonna motherfuckers gonna buy me some fucking Team Jordans. Like, he ain't open up, he ain't even open up the box yet. He like, man, this some bullshit. Like, they like, just open up the box. They like, just open the box up. It was a Jordans he wanted, though. It was some the patent leather 11s.
He should apologize. Some on Team Jordans. <Concord. laughs> He said, I'm not going to give you shit I'm about to be excited about.
But it's like, I think, like, as a man, you just get to a point where you just, like, you just know, like, this shit ain't for you. Like, you just know. Don't expect shit. If you get something, cool. But you know. You
Christmas
most likely
for me is about the joy of others. Y'all are all so pleased. So I used to wake up the whole house, my grandparents, my mom, everybody, probably like as soon as I got up by 5-6 in the morning. And it's fucked up. Oh, I don't think about it because we used to get my grandparents. Grandparents get the short end of the stick too.
When you older, yeah, when you older,
dress,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
So we used to give them their one gift, and then I would wake them up so they can watch us open all our fucking presents.
Like, I'm sleepy as a mouse.
Everybody needs to be here watching this shit. And they got to clean up all the wrapping paper and shit.
Yeah, the key is
doing
that.
My grandma used to think that shit up.
That's right. Go get all that fucking shit up.
Uh-oh, I got toys to play with. I got shit to do.
You better find this bag.
Yeah. We going to put a bag right next to you while you unwrap. Throw that shit as you unwrap. Put that shit right in the bag.
These kids now, they be ungrateful. One nephew going to say, he came with the day or so after Christmas telling Dylan, talking about some, is that all you got me for Christmas, Uncle Dylan? Is that all I'm going to get? Because he wanted a fucking another toy. Get the fuck out of here, okay? Not is that all you got me.
Talk to your parents.
Yeah, that's all I got your ass.
Yeah, talk to your parents. They make sure you were straight. But but Christmas, I mean, you know, like, Christmas is, that's just what it is, man. I think now, like, as we get older, like, it's for the kids, man. Like, don't expect shit. You're grown.
Can I get at least like one nice gift, one good gift?
Maybe.
One good gift?
Maybe. All right, what else you got? That was it? That's cool if it was.
It's a Russian man. Now, I don't know how he had to be. Only a white man can get away with some shit like this. This nigga flew from Europe to LAX without a passport, no visa, no fucking ticket, nothing.
How the fuck he do that?
Bruh, that's what I'm saying.
That nigga, James Bond? Like,
he flew from Copenhagen to Los Angeles, right? And they didn't catch him until he got to LAX trying to come through customs.
Oh, yeah, they definitely gonna get your ass.
This,
now, if he would have made it through customs and been...
That would have been wild. This nigga, they said he came with customs. He didn't have nothing. The flight crew was talking about they noticed him switching many seats. This didn't, like, bother anybody. Like, I'm just so confused. It's not about not only was he seat hopping, but he asked for two meals during each meal service.
Yeah.
And they said he attempted to eat the chocolate that belonged to the members of the cabin crew. Like, he wouldn't have been that shit. Only a white person could get away with this kind of shit.
Well, like, how you get on a plane without your passport?
The crew member, they never saw his boarding pass. That's what I'm saying.
How?
They're saying he initially sat in an unoccupied seat, but when they did their, like, you know, they doing the numbers, some of they were just looking, that they were only balancing the plane numbers. But that doesn't make no fucking sense. Makes no sense.
What
to
airline
me.
Was
how he got on a plane? They, of course, they didn't say.
Because, you know, Spirit.
Because that would be embarrassing.
Spirit just had a hiccup. A 6-year-old kid got sent to the wrong destination.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah,
he was you know, like, you know how you send your kid on a plane by themselves. I asked some crazy shit to me, though, to send a kid on a plane by themselves.
They host a
but people do it
have
all
like
time
a,
no
a
the chaperone.
Airport
so the flight one of the flight attendants is like, you hand them off to the flight attendant, here go my kid, make sure they get to their destination safely. Then after that, you good. Then when they get to the destination, the flight attendant hand them off to the person. They get an ID. Boom, boom, boom.
What do you have, a connecting flight or something?
No. He was going from somewhere to, he was going from like, I think he was on the East Coast going to Florida, like Orlando, Jacksonville.
That's crazy.
And the nigga ended up in Orlando.
That's crazy. Damn. You better read
but my But it's like, how the fuck do y'all
you,
do
nigga,
like...
this ain't no missing luggage. You don't bring me my fucking child, motherfucker. Okay?
But you got to
check better be on the next plane smoking or I'm lighting y'all asses the fuck up. Okay? And
think, but think about this, though. You probably don't even know because the kid ain't got a phone.
So you know when I found out? You know when I found out? When I was at the airport waiting for this nigga and he never
checking
told me
the flight
up.
Wasn't delayed. The yeah, the flight wasn't delayed. Yeah.
Hold on,
I checked the flight.
And emptied out.
Yeah. Hey, that's like when you waiting for your luggage, and that shit happened to us a few times. We waiting for you ain't never been at that carousel waiting for your luggage, and the shit don't just come. Don't come. That's a sick.
The last
color.
Time I was so calm, I was like, "Sir, can you just check the bag, please? I already know I've been through this. I know what's gonna happen."
Yeah. But that first time, nigga was sick.
The nigga only had a Russian identification card and an Israeli identification card. He had a partial photograph of a passport showing his name and DOB and the passport number, but there was no photo in this picture. How this nigga got anywhere, I'm so confused.
He got the complexion for the connection.
For the connection.
They ain't gonna look past. You see a black nigga trying to get on a plane. You gonna be like, "Hold, sir. ID, passport, ticket."
That's what I said. You pressing the fuck out of your ass.
Like that lady we get on the plane. She want to get the bag. Like, she tripping about the bag. Like, let me see her bag. Let me see her bag. We got to put it in the thing.
She was mad. She was already wrong.
Yeah.
She was trying to be even more petty. Something wrong. We already passed her ass. She was talking about something. Your bag is too big. Bitch, aren't you bringing on all the other passengers? What are you talking about? Like, focus on what you're doing.
My bag is just
all right. That shit,
I've been flying with this motherfucker for years.
I ain't going to hold you. She pissed me off so bad that when the bag fit, I was like, no, turn around and look at it. You need to look at it. Like,
yeah, because she just know the bag
was not fitting the thing. I'm not talking to you. That bitch, look, bitch, look. Okay? You better fucking look. Talking about you had your extender out. Bitch, I can have it out if it's. Fuck. Mm-mm. My phone is freezing. Hell. Okay, so I want to talk about the Simone Biles thing too. They talking about Simone Biles posted like, y'all want me to be insecure so bad, and I agree with her. Her husband did an interview and he was saying like he didn't know who she was prior to meeting her, and that like they hung out and it was a good time and he didn't want to be in a relationship but she did or whatever.
That's
and
cap.
That he was basically like he would end up saying like he's the prize, and they're like, oh, Simone, he's the prize. She was chasing him. He didn't want to be in a relationship. Look at all things he's saying. Like, it just comes across as so desperate. Mm-hmm. This is fucking crazy. Like, where do people get this? Like, get the nerve to say this kind of shit?
I feel my brother. I'm the prize, too. I'm the prize, too. She was chasing me.
Yeah, you the prize. I'm the prize. We the prize. It's a prize. We all the prize.
That's what happened.
Yeah,
that's
like.
Y'all trying to tell them what happened.
Yeah, and maybe they just, yeah.
Was
but
more
they like,
of him.
But they like, oh, she is who she is, so it can't be like that.
What does that have to do?
That's what I said. That don't have nothing to do with a relationship. But that's what they look at it like. He could feel that way. She could feel the way too. It that's like that ain't for y'all. My phone.
Yeah,
my phone is right here.
Oh damn.
You about. But it's like for him to have that confidence. I think the most part, I think everybody was caught up on was that he said he didn't know who she was. Which may be true, but it's like she one of the most famous athletes in the world. Which you're an athlete too. So it's like in my mind I'm like, how you didn't know this other athlete? Maybe you didn't don't watch gymnastics or watch Olympics. A lot of people don't watch the Olympics.
Well,
and
he said that too though. He said he was in training camp doing nothing, so he didn't get to watch Olympics.
Yeah, but for
over the summer. You know, it's the same time.
But you know, as a man, you can't say that shit. They like, oh my God, what did he just say?
This bitch is the most decorated.
But a lot of people, I ain't gonna lie, a lot of people were saying that she can't feel that way. And I don't agree, but some people might not find her attractive.
What?
Yeah.
You know,
that's preference.
They
that's
need
preference.
To leave Simone Biles alone. They was on her when she was like 15 years old. Somehow. Look at her hair. Look at her hair. Like, leave her the fuck alone. You niggas wish. I'm with her. You want me to be insecure fucking bad. Because what are we even talking about now? She's not attractive.
No matter what, how people look at you or
this
whatever.
This is jealousy.
Everybody
this is
ain't,
jealousy.
Everybody
this
ain't
is jealousy.
Gonna,
this
everybody not
like.
Gonna like how you look.
Them people just fine.
Yeah.
Like she's sitting right there.
Yeah,
yeah. Doing an interview.
And she didn't disagree with it.
She over there clapping like, oh yeah, look at my man. But that's all.
Women is mad about it. Jesus.
Go here.
I am there. It's not working. No, that's not what I'm doing. What are you talking about?
I don't know what the hell you're trying to do. I'm trying to go but to my she stage. Is. She, leaving people in their relationship alone. Like, everybody want to be judgmental. Y'all don't know what happened in their shit. Maybe she did pursue him. What's wrong with that?
And if she did, so what?
What's wrong with a woman seeing
why
something she like?
Pursue yeah. She likes.
Thank you.
In 2024, baby, I should take her note.
So I'm always trying to be the one getting chased. Yeah, somebody you might have to go chase some shit as a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is she wrong? Saying we're hanging out, I want to be in a relationship. Obviously, he did too at some point. Shit, maybe he didn't see it before she said it. Then he was like, you know what? She is fucking right. We need to be together. You know, I did it. Dylan said we break it up, and I said, no. Yeah. So I'm just saying.
Here we are. She said no. I don't know how the fuck you can say no to some shit like that, but it wasn't a question.
It was more of like an inference. It was an inference. It was like, what do you think? I think it's a no. I think it's a no. I think we should
what
be together.
What do you think about it? You think we should break up? No.
I was talking about the color purple, but I haven't seen it, so we'll see. Oh, Chaka Khan is, I don't know what the fuck she's doing. Chaka Khan came out talking about some, she's no longer bothered by Kanye West sampling her song. Bitch, you know who's been unbothered? Me. Like, who cares? Who the fuck cares about
that.
This?
Chaka Khan, he smoked that shit. I ain't gonna lie. But your shit was better, but he did a good job with the song. You should be proud. Chaka Khan look good. I just saw her on something.
She looks good.
Yeah, she looks good. She looks good. Shout out to Chaka Khan.
You know who else looks good? Kylie Pratt looks good. I saw her recently. She looks
good.
Well,
she ain't old enough.
She looks like her daughter. No, but she looks like her daughter's sister. She looks good. She like she's still 20. I swear she's still on.
But that's black women.
That ain't
like out of the ordinary. It's black women. Black women always look like sisters to their daughters and shit.
Yeah, she looks good. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, that's true.
She's a little older.
Them teenage moms, they be like 10 years apart. Oh,
we 20 and 15. this is, I'm honestly flabbergasted. Trina, a female rapper, said that when Beyonce raps, she's the best female rapper.
She trying to get a feature.
Listen, bitch, I am confused. I'm a huge Beyonce fan, and bitch, no. That's a no. That's a no.
So
never
best,
not.
So who the best rapper, female rapper?
Currently.
Yeah, currently.
I mean, currently, goes to Nicki Minaj. Currently. I mean, lyrically, Nicki Minaj got it. Currently.
So what do women look for in a rapper? Y'all looking for lyrics, bars?
It depends. Like, A lot of women are looking for different things.
I almost see your point, though. Let me tell you
about Beyonce being the best?
Because Jay-Z writing all her fucking rap.
Yeah, but she say so my hips tick tock when I dance. Like, what kind of bar? That's not a bar. It's not like, ooh,
and
shit.
And Beyonce is going, she a performer. She going to deliver that shit differently.
It's for sure her delivery. It's her delivery as well. But I'm just saying, like, she has, like, how many songs that she raps on? And we have female rappers who have, this is their entire catalog. You're like, these four or five songs trump all your shit. What the fuck
I'm
you
saying
talking?
That. I want
Trina,
a feature.
You are a female rapper. Should she better than
but
you?
I might want a feature from Beyonce. I might want a feature from Beyonce or be on her song.
Trina trash.
I need, Beyonce is the best rapper.
I'm the baddest bitch.
Yeah, I need to be on the song.
I don't know why she fucks up now. I don't know why she would say that. That's the craziest thing to say. And it's so crazy she even said that, knowing that Nicki Minaj dropped the album. Like, this is also coming across as possible hate. But maybe just something that came up during the interview. I don't know. But this is kind of
like...
Did they have
beef over or something?
I wouldn't know. I'm just saying, like, just to say that, like, just the timing is just like, okay.
You're saying she should have more confidence in herself.
She should definitely have more confidence in herself. And I'm just saying, also give credit to, like, your fellow female rap sisters. Like,
and honestly, I've only heard Beyonce rap, like, two or three times.
That's what I'm saying. It's only a few songs. So you got to compare a few songs to somebody's entire, 40, 50 song catalog for all the women and be like, that shit is way better. Is it?
I would say Nicki Minaj, but if I'm going, like, all the way back, then I'll probably be like a Lil' Kim or something like that.
Like, I like Beyonce, but I'm not gonna lie to you. When she be rapping, what the fuck is she saying? Nothing.
Rap her name in
nothing. Ice. She's not saying nothing. Yeah, who gonna give me like rap my name in ice? Like, what are we talking about? I love her, but I'm just saying I wouldn't call her
Beyonce,
the best rapper. That's crazy.
You gonna get attacked by the
I said I love Beyonce. I'm just saying. I wouldn't call her the best female rapper. This is insane. Like, this is a total discredit to these women. Like, this is crazy. Yes, Trina, come on. And she went so far as to stand on her shit to come back and be like, yeah, to all you funky, crusty, whatever. What did she say? Funky, crusty motherfuckers. I stand on what I said. I said, yeah. For the dusty, crusty, funky bitches in the back, Beyonce is the queen of rap when she raps and all other genres of music. Now stay mad, Goofy. I said what I said, and damn, bitch, gonna check me. Nah, Trina, she said, other genres. So when she did the country song, Daddy's Girl, that made her the best country artist. What the fuck are you, Trina?
She click writing.
You
writing that click a little too hard.
Click writing.
Y'all seen Kanye new shoes?
It's so funny. You showed me the Balenciaga ones. I think I said, I bet you. I said, these are just like Kanye's shoes that he was wearing.
I ain't gonna lie, Kanye shit look better. Now, they not to say that the shoes are good, but if y'all haven't seen these Balenciaga sock shoes, please look them up.
They're like,
it's not the shit that people was wearing. Look up Balenciaga sock shoes.
Leggings, and they look like church socks.
They look like a sock.
And they got a hard bottom.
Yeah. They look like a dirty sock.
That shit looks stupid as fuck.
At least Kanye shit. You can fold them up, put them in your pocket.
He got the soft rubber bottom. Put them in your pocket.
Chicks are weird when they come out the club.
Oh, on the real. Put them in your purse. Yeah. On the real. Hey. That shit was really good for women. Kanye, you need to market that towards women.
Put your booties on.
Yeah, put your booties on. When you step out the club.
My feet hurting, bitch. Get my outside socks.
Yep. No more dirty feet. We tidy y'all coming home with dirty feet.
First off, who's taking their shoes up at the club? You're too old for that. Who doing that?
They doing
for a sock.
Yeah. Oh, you seen them? You seen them ugly motherfuckers? They're like a big ass dirty sock.
Yeah, lost their fucking minds. That ugly ass sock.
And them Kanye West shit is gonna sell. That's what's so crazy.
Well, I guess we're gonna say it.
Oh yeah, Balenciaga gonna sell too.
I think he designed stuff for himself, and then he designed for them too on the side.
Yeah. Now they definitely took his idea.
They saw him wearing that shit in the streets. So I was like, we gotta put it out when he does.
Because he was with Balenciaga for a minute until that when he said that stuff about the Jewish people, and then they dropped him.
That's my last one. Gypsy Rose. Gypsy Rose has been released from prison officially. She served.
Who was that?
I don't remember what the name of that movie is. They did a movie about her life. Remember her mom was like making her pretending that she was sick, but the girl didn't know it was for pretending. Well, it's so.
Oh, yeah.
Because they also. It's so up in the
air. Had her in a wheelchair and shit.
Yeah, with Munchausen syndrome by proxy. Her mom was making her believe she was sick. She had a feeding tube she was eating from that was in her belly. She had all these cancer diagnoses. She was giving her medicine, kept her in a wheelchair. Her mom was getting a bunch of free shit. Living off the state on her daughter by saying she was sick, but the girl was actually never sick. Now, what's controversial about this is also that they're saying that at some point, the girl found paperwork. Like, she was finding paperwork, so she knew her mom was lying about her illnesses, too. So, it's very weird.
And then she kept going along with it?
Yeah, so she was going along with it.
But also, but as a kid, it's like, what can you do?
Yeah, she also had the mind of a child, but like, her mom never let her develop. So, she was like 18, 19, and she still was like, I don't know, maybe like 12, 11 in the mind.
Especially you see
so
this, how also, your mama paying the bills.
And she understood, but she didn't understand because she also knew that she couldn't get away from her mom and she wouldn't leave her mom. So like that, she felt bad. So she had a child's mind. So if I'm 12 years old and I see these papers, I understand, but I also am kind of like, well, I don't know.
You know believe what I'm saying? Your mama.
Yeah, her mom can say it wasn't true. But anywho, so she actually got a boyfriend who... They met online and had to hang out or whatever. And
was he autistic?
Yeah, I was trying to find a way to say he's on the spectrum. He's autistic. Oh, yeah, spectrum. He comes across that way. He was on medication for sure.
He was waiting, so they never confirmed.
He was on medication. Now I believe they better confirm it during court. I mean, he was a little off. But so they conspired to kill her mom, which they did. He did. He stabbed her, and then they ran away. They went back to They went back to his state and was living with his family, and that's when the police came and busted down the door. Not too long after that.
And then how long she got?
She was sentenced to 10 years. She did 8 and he got life. But they were saying like her was supposed to be like compassionate because it was like her mom did so much to her. Like, and then they said he was just.
But they said it was like crazy. The way he killed her, right? Like, because he stabbed her so many times.
It was heinous. What he did, He's.
I heard that he tried to fuck her after he killed her.
I don't know about that, but I do know. I do know that they had sex there, like. After they killed the mom,
the movie implied that, or this show, or whatever it was.
And the trial,
they got a bunch of.
And the trial, but they had, they had sex after in the same house. They killed the mom.
Yeah.
They didn't take a shower. They had sex.
She was like, "Have sex with me instead, not my mama corpse."
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's some real shit.
But she was trying to have sex. Like, she wanted to experience all these different things that she never got to experience. And her mom was...
So, how old were they when they killed her and ran away?
I don't know if she
were
was...
Were they of age?
Like her, she was an adult. He was an adult, too. They were adults.
Oh, no, y'all should be in jail for life.
That's what I'm saying. But her mom had... She had the mind of a child, though. Like, her whole... Like, she thought that she was going to fucking kill her mom and fucking take the fucking knife and throw it in the river and then run away and it was just going to disappear. Like, nothing was going to happen. Like so childlike. Like, she never developed mentally.
So she out now and she married.
Yeah, she's out now. She's married. I'm sure she had a prison pen pal.
Yeah. Everybody.
And
prison. Hey, we gonna talk about it one day. Them prison women.
I'm talking about the prison men and getting in. She grew up a lot there.
Them prison women, they get busy too.
Like, she was like 18 years old. Like, wearing, like, you know how you see little girls wearing like them princess dresses? Like, I'm Cinderella. That's how she was in her mind. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
God bless. You know, that is a tragedy for everyone there. But she's out now and she looks better. She's not. This is her hair. She used to be wearing them wigs and shit all the time because her mom kept cutting her hair off. She ain't had no fucking teeth. That's how her mom was doing her.
See, that's what I'm saying, man.
She was dentured up.
Always be them tricks. Them tricks gonna find them women in jail. They gonna pay.
It's probably like, you know how like those people followed the Ted Bundy case, like those women, they're like, "We love you. He could have did it. He's so handsome. We want to be with you." And some people be like, they can't wait to get out.
They said they was on Dahmer like that too, right?
Was it like, you know, they call it like, was it like killer fame? I don't know. Like, I don't understand. Like, this is so crazy to me. Even like, they have a fucking movie out about fucking Ted Bundy and like his girlfriend.
Who
fucking cares about this bitch who was so dumb and blind? Talking about some for years. She's like, I had no clue. She had all the fucking court cases. Talking about, this just can't be real. I don't believe it. You got this nigga at your house with your fucking kid. She had a kid. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, once you got the first fucking charge, something could be off. Something could be amiss. I don't care what he's saying. Like, hell the fuck no.
He didn't do that.
No. That shit is crazy. That shit crazy.
All right, that's it. We in.
I think that's all I got for the year. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can end it right there.
That's it, y'all, man. Thank y'all for tuning in this year. How many episodes we did this year? Not that many, right?
Because
we just. But we started back. We back on y'all ass.
We started at like 80 something, I think.
24. We coming hard on y'all asses. We gonna revamp it. We gonna do some new shit. We gonna finally, hopefully get a space to make a studio and make it, you know what I mean? But thank y'all for fucking with us all year.
You know what I'm saying? And don't wait till next year to be who you want to be. You can start that shit now.
Well, shit, it's too late now. I mean,
next year. You still got today. Yeah. You got today.
Yeah.
Pick that book up today, Dylan.
Nah,
order
nah,
it right
nah.
now. You can Amazon order that book right
we
now.
We gonna party like it's 1999.
All right, y'all know what it is. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all here with us. We appreciate that. See you in the new year.
NRG, peace. Happy New Year.